Meet the eight candidates appearing in the first Republican primary debate by Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 21, 2023. The Republican National Committee, RNC, announced the eight presidential candidates who will appear in the first GOP debate on Wednesday. The following candidates are participating in Wednesday's debate: Governor Doug Burgum, ND, former Governor Chris Christie, NJ, Governor Ron DeSantis, FL, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, former Governor Asa Hutchinson, R, former Vice President Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Senator Tim Scott, SC. Fox News will host the debate Wednesday at 9 p.m. ET. Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said the RNC is excited to showcase our diverse candidate field and the conservative vision to beat Joe Biden on the debate stage Wednesday night. I'd like to thank the RNC's debate committee chairman Dave Bossi and co-chair Anne Hathaway and our debate partners, Fox News, Young America's Foundation, and Rumble for their work to kick off the primary process that will put our party and eventual nominee in the best position to take back the White House next fall, she added in a statement. Notably missing is the Republican primary frontrunner, former President Donald Trump, who announced he would not be attending Wednesday's debate due to a significant polling advantage. The public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had. With energy independence, strong borders, and military, biggest ever tax and regulation cuts, no inflation, strongest economy in history, and much more. I will therefore not be doing the debates, Trump said on Truth Social. Instead, Trump is expected to air an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson during the same time as the debates on Wednesday evening. A Fairleigh Dickinson University poll released Thursday found that Trump has a 43-point advantage over his second closest challenger, Governor DeSantis. Candidates who did not qualify for the RNC debate include conservative radio host Larry Elder, former Representative Will Hurd, TX, Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, and businessman Perry Johnson. Johnson claimed the debate process has been corrupted. "The debate process has been corrupted, plain and simple. Our campaign hit every metric put forward by the RNC and we have qualified for the debate. We'll be in Milwaukee Wednesday and we'll have more to say tomorrow," Johnson posted online. Elder claimed he qualified for the debate, despite not being on the RNC's official list. "I am proud to announce that my campaign has qualified for the RNC presidential debate in Milwaukee," Elder posted online Monday. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.